Now, over the past few weeks that we've been looking at Highlands House in Chelmsford, but Margaret Mills is back this week, but she's off to Wanstead House, which, of course, Wanstead was in Essex. It's now part of East London, but nevertheless, we'll cheat and call it Essex. So, tell us more, Margaret.
Right, Scott, fascinating house, fascinating history. This is just a snippet from its history. The house was built in round about 1720. It was called the Eighth Wonder of the World because it was such a spectacular building and could be clearly seen from the road going into London. It couldn't be missed because it was faced with white Portland stone, so you can imagine how even on the gloomiest day this huge house would stand out. Sadly, very little trace of it left now, apart from a few garden buildings. But the person I'd like to talk to today would be the last owner of Wanstead House, who was an heiress called Catherine Tilney Long. Now, Catherine Tilney Long inherited Wanstead House as a very young girl. Her brother had died, her father had died, and she was really last in line. She was hugely wealthy. It was said she was the wealthiest woman in England, apart from the monarch. and Catherine, unfortunately, made a very bad marriage. She married a gentleman called William Wellesley Pole, who set about squandering her inheritance and was managing in the 1820s to get through over £90,000 of her money every year.
Good grief.
Now, £90,000 would be a sizable amount today, but I think you'll agree in the 1820s, it would have brought you a lot more than it would today.
Must have been worth several millions.
It would have been worth very many million. Mm. In the end, sadly, the creditors gathered and the house was sold, and it was sold on condition that not a brick be left standing by Lady Day 1825. Now, Lady Day was the 25th of March in the old calendar. And indeed, by the 25th of March 1825, the house had been razed to the ground and all the materials sold off, sadly, for building material. And all that's left of this wonderful house that was a showpiece of the area are a few garden buildings.
You wonder what on earth he managed to spend his money on.
Well, wine, women and song, I believe, sums it up very well,
Scott.
Lot
of wine, yes. Women and song. All right, fair enough. So thanks very much indeed. Obviously, Wanstead House is somewhere that we'd probably like to go back to in future programmes, if we can.
Oh, indeed. There's so much more to tell.
But you're not going there next week, I think.
No, I'm going to Essex Cures and Remedies and looking at cuts and bruises.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Scott.